Republicans apparently wanting to kick veterans and keep them down here in the state of Wisconsin. Got a great guest talking about Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin refusing to fund the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Before we get back to that discussion, I do want to remind everybody we are in the midst of the hour where you can be entered to win some incredible prizes during Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest. We give away daily prizes of $200 cash or gold jewelry. And when you text in to win and be entered, you will also have a chance at winning a grand prize of two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. It's a home game on November 23rd at noon, plus a gas card to get you to the game. That's a $1,500 value. All you've got to do is download the Civic Media app for free wherever you get your apps from and text in this word right now. Got to get it in before 6 p.m., folks. The word to be entered to win this hour is bank, B-A-N-K. The word again is bank. Good luck to each and every one of you. We're joined by State Senator Jeff Smith of Senate District 31. He's been in that seat since 2019. He also served two terms in the Wisconsin State Assembly. He's from Eau Claire. We're so happy to have him with us. We've been talking about the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. To refresh everyone's recollection here, this is a housing program that helps with addiction and recovery services. They provide wraparound services and housing for veterans. Governor Evers put in $1.9 million to keep this program funded in his biennial budget. However, Republicans in the state legislature stripped that money out. Democrats have now introduced a clean bill to fully fund that program. We've got an enormous budget here in the state of Wisconsin, over $100 billion. We're talking about $1.9 million. Republicans refuse to move on Democrats' proposed clean bill. I do not understand it. It is frankly shocking. And I applaud Senator Smith for trying to lead the effort to bring that funding back for this program. We've lost the senator having a bit of technical difficulties, but I also wanted to share with you as we work to get the senator back, I also wanted to share with you a bit of legislation that Senator Smith co-proposed alongside numerous other Senate Democrats back in April of this year. Oh, there he is. He's back with us now. Thank you so much,
so Senator. Sorry.
That's okay. Those things happen. I just reminded folks about where we're at with the VHRP. Please call your state reps and senators. Tell them to move on the clean bill that Democrats have proposed. Let's get this signed. Republicans basically have been lying about this to Wisconsinites. Governor Evers can't magically move money around that's already been appropriated and apportioned. That's not how it works. Any last words that you want to say to folks in the state of Wisconsin, Senator, on the VHRP?
Well, it is really important to support our veterans. Everybody claims that they believe that, but it's time to start showing that they believe that. We put our veterans through a lot in their service, and they do it for their country and for us and for their families and communities, and we need to be sure that they're taken care of when they need us.
Couldn't agree with you more. Literally put your money where your mouth is. Otherwise, don't claim to support veterans. Senator, let's talk a little bit about the proposal back in April of this year. You and a number of Democrats in the state legislature introduced legislation to permit a constitutional amendment to be on the ballot to overturn Citizens United, which basically said money is speech and corporations are people, which every American knows is hogwash, if I may. You've been part of the vanguard talking about the rights to direct democracy for citizens here in the state of Wisconsin. We do not have the right to change our laws through direct referendum. You've been on the forefront of leading the charge to get to a nonpartisan commission for gerrymandering. Tell us why you think this is so important for Wisconsins of all party affiliations, not just Democrats, right? This is good for everybody.
It really is. Voters right now, our citizens, just don't believe they can trust government. and they don't trust their elected officials. And there's sometimes it's good reason for that, because they are not permitted to have, they don't feel like their voice is heard. They're not permitted to be able to make those decisions or help make those decisions. And it's, we really need to open that up and be accountable as elected officials, not be afraid. What are we afraid of? What are Republicans afraid of? I have to keep saying is, you know, if they really believed in what they're doing, they would not be in favor of gerrymandering, and they would be open to direct democracy. And I can't believe anybody, including Republicans, want to spend their days begging for money and raising money so that they can run for office. And instead, let's, you know, even the playing field for everyone, and you know, take that big money out of the process.
Senator, you put it so well and so simply. If Republicans are so sure that their ideas are the right ones, then let's actually return it to a battle of ideas. And that means fair maps, competitive districts. I don't like gerrymandering that favors Democrats. I don't even like it when you have uncompetitive districts that look more like squares and not like these weird squiggly lines. I like competitive districts because it makes elected officials very accountable to their constituents. That's good for everybody. And the idea of having binding referenda for the citizens of Wisconsin, direct democracy, these are things that can help restore trust in government. Senator Jeff Smith of Senate District 31, serving Chippewa, Eau Claire, and Trempealeau counties, thank you so much for spending some of your Friday afternoon with us, sir.
Thank you, Meg. It's been my pleasure.
We come back. I've got a special message of congratulations for someone near and dear to my heart. And we've got the Friday edition of Ask Maggie. And of course, our statewide multi-state text to win contest continues on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's Friday on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.